COLES Act fixes this and protects patients from these predatory practices of insurers by ensuring that all copays count towards the patient's out-of-pocket deductible. The Senate Health Committee has already held a hearing and has passed this legislation out of committee with a unanimous vote. We are now asking the Senate to give COLES Act, which is co-sponsored by 20 of 33 senators, a floor vote. We are also asking the Assembly Health Committee to give COLES Act, which has 31 co-sponsors in the Assembly, a hearing yet this month. We need the legislature to get this done this session. Patients can't wait any longer. These copay accumulator policies are preventing patients from getting access to needed medications, and that has to stop. Insurance plans are rapidly adopting these policies, and they are becoming increasingly common. As a result, more and more patients are reaching out to us with stories about going to the pharmacy counter to pick up their medications and being told they will have to pay thousands of dollars out of their own pockets in order to receive their medications. This is unaffordable for many Wisconsinites who then have to choose between rent, food, or the medications they need to live their lives. This has to stop. This has gone on for far too long, and patients need help now. If the legislative body is given the opportunity to vote on COLES Act, we are confident that COLES Act will pass. We're just asking for that chance. Bring COLES Act forward and vote on it. 25 states have already passed similar legislation. It's time for Wisconsin to get this done. Standing with me today is COLES father, Bill Schmidtnecht, and he has some thoughts he would like to share. Bill?
Thank you, Rob. Well, as Rob said, I'm Bill Schmidtnecht, and I'm COLES dad. As we approach the two-year anniversary of my son COLES death, I wish I could stand here and say that his story was rare. It's not. Cole was 22 years old. He had his whole life ahead of him. Like millions of Americans, he depended on timely, reliable access to medication. What failed him wasn't the modern medicine. What failed him was the system that puts a price tag on people's lives, where profit is allowed to outweigh patient safety. That's why we're here today to talk about COLES Act, SB 203 AB 173. At its core, COLES Act is about one simple principle: patients must come before profit. One of the most critical protections in this legislation is patient choice, especially when it comes to mail order pharmacy. Mail order is often marketed as a cheaper, more effective, but families across Wisconsin know the reality of that. Medications are delayed, shipments get lost, temperature-sensitive drugs are mishandled, refills don't arrive when they're supposed to. For patients with asthma, diabetes, heart disease, mental health conditions, a delay isn't an inconvenience, it's a serious safety risk. COLES Act makes it clear no patient should ever be forced to a mail-order pharmacy. And as their only option, I should say that. Patients deserve access to the pharmacies that keep them safe, not the ones that maximize corporate profit. Local pharmacies play a role no warehouse could ever actually cover, if you think about it. You know, they catch dangerous drug interactions, they notice when refills are missed, they answer the phone when someone needs help. The human connection is not a luxury, it's a layer of safety. And when we remove it, patients pay the price. COLES Act also establishes something long, and I wholeheartedly on this one, long overdue, real fiduciary responsibility. If a company is managing healthcare benefits, it should be legally required to act in the best interest of the patient, not in the interest of profit, or hidden rebates, or back behind the scene fees, or any of that stuff. Fiduciary rules mean transparency. It means accountability. It means medication decisions are driven by patient safety and clinical need, not profit. Now here's where we are. We have the momentum, as Rob mentioned. We currently have enough co-sponsors in the Senate to move this bill forward. We ask that they do so. What we need now is action, though. And that's from the Assembly. We need the Assembly Health and Aging Committee to call a hearing, get the vote done, and get this legislation passed this session. Families cannot wait another legislative session. Patients cannot afford more delays. And lives should never be collateral damage in a profit-driven system. Cole should be here today. He's here in presence, but he should be building his life. But he found out that breathing isn't an option. And access to life-saving medication shouldn't be either. Since he isn't here with us today, we have a responsibility to act now. Thank you.
We'd be happy to take any questions if you have any.
Have you heard any reasons as to why both these bills have stalled in the 70s something?
I think there's a lot of opposition.
Sorry.
I think there's a lot of opposition from the insurance industry, and that I think has been our biggest problem at this point. They've made some arguments that just aren't true. They've said that the number one argument we hear is that this is going to drive up costs. We know that's not the case. In states that have already passed this, premiums aren't higher, and in states that haven't passed legislation like this, premiums aren't lower. The other argument that we've heard them make is that this will drive patients to more expensive brand name medications, but there's a provision in this bill that says it only applies if there is not a generic equivalent, so that's not possible. But those are the two arguments we hear. We can refute both of them, but they seem to be gaining some traction.
Have you been in contact with Assembly leadership or leadership in the Assembly Health Committee to see if there's any sort of timetable?
We believe that we will get a hearing in the Assembly, but we need that hearing to be in January. As you all know, the time, the clock is running out. From what we're hearing, that they're going to break likely around Valentine's Day. So we've got basically a month to get this done. So we need that hearing in January, and we need to get it out of committee in January so we have an opportunity to get this to the floor.
If this doesn't get done this session, do you expect to still go after this in future sessions?
We're not giving up. We will give them up. We'll come back next session if we have to. We don't want to have to do that. And patients can't wait. I've met patients who are literally telling me they're not going to take their medication if this copay accumulator is applied to them because they can't afford it. They can't wait. But if we have to come back next session, we're not giving up. Thanks.
Hey.